The British music press is hailing a new band, the Arctic Monkeys, as being as big as the Beatles, or at least as big as Oasis. The first week release of the band's debut album, called Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not, sold over 118,000 copies, more than the rest of the top 20 albums combined. Rock critic Ken Tucker explores the Arctic Monkeys phenomenon and suggests you might be more interested in another young British band, Clear Lake, whose third album, Amber, has also just been released here. Here's the Arctic Monkeys. Anticipation has a habit to set you up for disappointment in evening entertainment, but tonight there'll be some love. Tonight there'll be a ruckus, yeah, regardless of what's gone before. I want to see all of the things that we've already seen. The Larry girls and out the window of the limousine. Of course, it's fancy dress. And they're all looking quite forlorn in funny ears and devil arms of hell.
The Arctic Monkeys represent one new business model for rock bands. They posted their demos on the internet, on teen-oriented sites like MySpace.com, and generated buzz with their raw little tales of romance on the rebound and trying to get past bouncers into crowded music clubs. Signed as a word-of-mouth or word-of-cyberspace phenomenon, the quartet finds itself at the center of the industry right now. It probably helps that lead singer Alex Turner has a scratchy throat and a tendency to shout the lyrics as much as sing them. He's like The Clash's Joe Strummer or The Stones's Keith Richards, but green around the gills. He makes his youth and his innately sour line readings work for him. Too bad the band's umpteenth variation on British reggae and punk rock guitar chords don't add up to very compelling rhythms.
Stop making the eyes at me, I'll stop making the eyes at you. What it is that surprises me is that I don't really want you to. When your shoulders are frozen, over your explosion. Your name isn't real, but I don't care for sand and light.
The Arctic Monkeys arrive in America as young stars, but they don't export very well. You can imagine why their thick northern accents, they hail from Sheffield, and talk of Larry girls and policemen with truncheons go over well with the home crowd, and will do the same with Anglophile cultists here. But a mass American audience? I doubt it. The stodgy, dodgy music doesn't deserve it. The Arctic Monkeys lack what another British quartet, sharing the same producer, has in abundance. Melodies with hooks, lyrics with some emotional resonance. This is Clear Lake.
I say what I want, 'cause nobody's listening. I say what I want, I tell you another thing. You don't understand, I know.
Clear Lake's lead singer Jason Pegg sings with a bursting clarity that matches the crisp imagery and sentiments in his band's music. Clear Lake's new third album, called Amber, captures certain scenes with spine-tingling precision. Listen to them revitalize the old, we stayed up all night talking romantic scenario in this song, Getting Light Outside.
Even better how we stay the same.
one point, the chorus unfolds with the couplet, "I feel fine in your company, even when we sit silently." And it's such a simple, direct statement of affection, your heart breaks and mends itself at the same time. Even the added string section doesn't sound sappy. There's no self-pity in the words. There's just an intense interest in the object of the singer's affection. Clearlake, four blokes from Brighton, are working the same territory as the Arctic Monkeys, longing, pleasure taken in small moments. But they do it with so much more delicacy and idealism that, even with three albums under their belts and a distinct lack of hype going for them, they make monkeys out of their chilly Arctic colleagues.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed new albums by the Arctic Monkeys and Clearlake.